You are listening to Anything Goes with Megaboss Dad and Creepy Cory.
Hi.
Hi.
Good evening.
Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. Good evening.
Infidel.
So, welcome, Ahmed. Welcome to a wonderful Saturday night on Anything Goes with Megaboss Dad. Hello. And
me, Creepy Cory.
Creepy Cory. Say hi to Mom. Hi, Mom. Hi, Mom. So, how is everything going?
Oh, great. It's going great. I don't have to work every Saturday now. In fact, today was my first Saturday off, and I woke up early for your kid's baseball game.
Yep. Yes, he did. It was fun.
Yeah.
Sort of.
The second game?
The second game was fun.
Watching other kids play.
Yeah. Yeah, it was... It's going to be a rough season, I think.
Yes. And it was weird because we went from one baseball game to sweating our nuts off to it being a little chilly today having to find our nuts because they were...
It was definitely chilly out there today. But it was weird because when we went into the sun, that was really friggin' warm.
Yeah. Up in the booth where we were sitting, it was like 20 degrees colder.
Mm-hmm.
Remix.
So, but yeah, definitely.
Put that thing down, flip it in reverse, set.
It's your familiar, yeah. It was definitely chilly. Where we were up in the score box, but
it was.
You know, it's, yeah, I don't know. It's going to be a very frustrating season, I think.
Yes.
And I don't really know what to expect this season going through the whole season, but yeah, I don't know. So anyways,
yep.
Let's do what we always do.
And talk about random shit.
Yes. Yes. Some random boofieces. Boofieces.
All right. So after today, well, not after today, but after the game today, we had ourselves quite a fun afternoon.
Yep.
We went to Great North Aleworks. Bought myself a hat there.
Yes, you did.
Wearing it right now. Supporting the local brews.
Yep.
And I think tonight we're actually drinking from Great North.
Yes. So tonight, let's see. We are drinking some...
Smoking.
It's literally barbecue in the mouth. Mm-hmm. That is some really good shit. That's one of my favorite beers.
That's good shit.
That's good shit right there.
Such good shit.
I can't say... I really don't know if there's any other beers that... that I really like better than this. To be perfectly honest, you know? This is just one of my favorite. It's just delicious. It's smooth.
Mm-hmm.
It's like barbecue in the mouth.
Liquid barbecue.
It is. It's just...
Splooging.
It is. It's fantastic. But yeah, it's... I just think it's absolutely friggin' delicious. And
yep.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yep.
So...
Yep. It was good to go back there today because it's been a year and a half at least since we've last been there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I didn't put on my shirt.
You didn't put on your shirt.
Damn it. I was supposed to wear my shirt. I picked up a t-shirt over there
at the
Great North Ale Works.
We got the cups. We got my hat.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm wearing Great North underwear.
Prove it. Don't really, please.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You sure? You don't want to see that?
No.
But, but yeah, so we, did some baseball today. Then we did some
drinking
tonight and some darts and cooking on the grill. We made some sausage on the grill.
Sausage.
Some sausage. Nope, Trevor is late. Wait, Trevor just said, no, I'm late.
Ha.
Last time I heard that, I found out I was going to be a dad again.
Thankfully, I've never heard that.
I mean, you know, I had to get that in there, right?
Absolutely. It wouldn't be the same without it.
Exactly.
Wouldn't be right without it, I should say.
No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't. But,
classic dad joke.
Fuck yeah. Oh, wait. Am I supposed to censor myself? Yeah. But, yeah, so we did our typical. We barbecued some sausage on the grill, some big sausage, and
big sausage. For some reason, the Chinese sausages were bigger than all the rest of them.
They were. That was very odd.
Very backwards.
We're like, no, this isn't right. There's no way this is right. You know? And then Corey looks down at his own sausage and is like, oh, shit.
Look down, I'm just like, yep, I'm Irish.
Mm-hmm, that's for sure. But, yeah, so, you know, like you were saying, it was definitely cold earlier today. And, you know, it was really fucking cold. I went to go take a piss. I had to smack myself on the ass just to get it to come back out.
You smack yourself on the ass even if it's hot out.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, but I mean,
tonight you were smacking me in the ass. You were doing a little slap and tickle to my butthole.
Yeah, a little tickle to the butthole. But but yeah, I mean, it's, you know, been another decent week.
Yeah.
Let's see what anything good going on this week.
Not for me.
Yeah, the Celtics are down, what, 2-0 now.
Yep.
Not that I even watch basketball right now, but
the Bruins, they are not doing shit.
Yeah, Bruins are done. They're golfing now for the winter.
Yeah. We got a Tampa Bay and Dallas Stars Stanley Cup final coming up.
Mm-hmm. I think Tampa Bay is going to take it. I really do.
Oh, definitely.
I think they're just...
I would love to see Dallas win it, but I don't know. They look unstoppable. Unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wildebeest. That's our best impression of the Hodge twins.
Yeah.
Yeah. if you haven't seen them or heard of them, go check them out. You can find them on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok.
TikTok.
Well, for another day. You know, but, yeah, it's, the Hodge twins, they're those guys are fucking hilarious.
They are.
We might have to, I might have to try to show your TikTok videos on here.
Do it up. For the people that only listen to this, that ain't gonna...
You're true.
Do much for them, but
true. That is very true.
For the people that watch us,
yeah, I might. Let's see here.
Our After Dark special.
Yeah, it is. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, TikTok. Big news about the TikTok, huh?
TikTok.
It's what, Sunday tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that tomorrow? Supposedly, it's shutting down.
We'll see.
Yeah, that's what the word on the street is. TikTok sent out a message to everyone saying that you cannot download it after, what, you can't download it anymore starting tomorrow?
Yep.
So.
My one chance. of becoming famous.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, I'm not original at all on there, but...
No, but it's fun still, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's fun to make an ass out of myself.
I mean, you do a good job at that.
And you.
Yeah.
With that one.
Huh?
With that one. Last night I had
this dream. Oh, my God, what a... So I'm sitting there, and Corey starts texting me, and I'm sitting there. I gotta pull this up because let's find your. So we're sitting there, we're texting pictures and shit back and forth.
Nothing inappropriate.
Yeah, nothing inappropriate. And he sends me this. Out of the blue, he goes, oh, by the way, last night I had the strangest dream. And I'm like, oh, okay, what, me naked again? I'm like, when's that going to stop? And then he goes, I sailed away to China. So I'm like, WTF? He goes, in a little rowboat to find you. I'm like, what, really? He goes, and Corey says, and you said you had to get your laundry cleaned. I'm like, and I responded with, that's odd, LOL. Then he sends me, didn't want no one to hold you. What does that mean? And I'm like, haha, I have no clue. And then he says, and you said, ain't nothing going to break my stride. Nobody going to slow me down. Oh, no, I got to keep on moving. Ain't nothing going to break away. Oh, break my stride. I'm running and I won't touch the ground. Oh, no, I got to keep on moving. So I respond back with, so I was singing? Ha, ha, ha. He goes, LMAO, yeah. I'm like, that's a very strange dream. So this whole time, I'm not really thinking anything of it.
Nope. There it is.
And, yeah, I got to, let me make this bigger here. Oh. I sailed away to It's,
I messed up and I used a whole chorus instead of just the first half of the chorus.
I wish I could get rid of this here. How do I get... Oh, there we go. All right, so let's do a little screen share here. Okay, so this is what he says. Of course, now we're going to get probably flagged for this. So this is the TikTok that Corey made. From the text message that I had no idea what the hell he was doing. He sent me this afterwards. Last night I had the strangest dream. I sailed away to China in a little rowboat to find you. And you said you had to get your laundry clean. Didn't want no one to hold you. What does that mean? And you said, nothing gonna break my stride. Nobody gonna slow me down. So that is that's what he sent me on a text message after all that. I'm like, you son of a bitch. You totally set me up. And that's what he did. He fucking set me up. I'm like, you are such an asshole. You know? Why you being a dickhead fool?
I made like four other TikToks that night. I was incredibly bored.
Clearly.
And I was completely sober while doing those.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst part about it.
Yes, it is.
Usually I need alcohol for courage.
Yeah, but no, he...
I wanted to find the wizard for courage. I got alcohol.
Yeah, he definitely he had it going on there. But
Ow. Let's get it on.
But yeah, so that's he completely set me up, and I didn't even expect that. So it really kind of it was just fucking hilarious. You know,
I go to send him the video, and I accidentally send him a screenshot of the text message.
Yeah,
and he goes, "This son of a bitch is probably sending these messages to somebody else."
That's what I thought. I thought he was sending screenshots of our.
Look at this.
Our text message to other people. So, But no, apparently not. But hey, another thing. I don't know if we talked about this. Now our podcast is also on Amazon Music.
Yes, it is.
So Amazon Music recently just opened up to podcasts. So now we are on there as well. So that puts us in quite a few different places. I mean, shit, we're in... I gotta even look this up because I don't fucking know them all off the top of my head. So we have iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, CastBox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and also Amazon Music now. So we're that's kind of nice knowing that we're on the big Amazon now, huh?
That is awesome.
I think it's fantastic.
Hopefully, and this gets us over.
Over. We're also in, let's see, what, seven countries now listen to us. United States, of course, Ireland, Colombia, Germany, Japan, China, and Canada. Canada, eh? So, yeah. So now we're in seven countries on, like, what, 10 different platforms or something like that. So that's good news. I was very happy when that got approved and went through. So,
yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's good, you know, just for our little tiny corner of the world here that we have fun with.
Our little shindig that we just started for the fun of it, because COVID didn't let us do anything else.
Which, by the way, just so everyone knows, you don't get any ads on our stuff. Zero.
Zero ads. So, you don't get any penis enlargement ads.
No, nothing. I mean,
cousin humping.
You might, because I've seen what you look up on your phone and Wish. And, you know, Wish is enough to get us flagged from Facebook, apparently.
YouTube.
Yep. Yeah, it was YouTube. But yeah, so it's, you know, the reason why I make sure that we don't have any ads in this is because we don't make any money off this. The way we make money is if we put ads, and I don't really want the ads.
No, I don't blame you.
Like, to me, it's, I get really friggin' annoyed when there's ads when I'm watching something or listening to something. So that's why I won't put any ads on here. I won't make any money off this at all, because I do this just for the fun of it.
Yeah.
And according to Trevor, our whole show is a penis enlargement ad, at least for him. So that's good to know, you know.
Thank you.
I mean, maybe later on, Trevor, you know, Corey can show you.
These nuts.
But.
I'm sorry our podcast put you in such a hard situation.
Right. So, yeah, no, it's getting there.
Must be hard to beat it.
Like a sore dick can't beat it.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, this week, there was really nothing going on this week that was out
not
of,
at all.
You know, I can't, nothing out of the ordinary, just your typical week. You know,
boring.
Yeah.
Work, home.
We played darts one night this week.
One night. Thursday night.
Yeah. That was
Thursday. Speaking of which.
Yes.
I still need to try that honey one. That honey beer.
You do. Honey boo boo.
Honey boo boo. Mm-hmm. Honey boo boo child.
But no updates on coronavirus.
Did I just see lesbian twins over on your screen over there?
We might have right here.
Yeah.
No, that's Jessica Mulroney calls Meghan Markle the kindest friend. She's checked up.
I have no idea who they are.
Let's see. Oh, look at this. Kim Kardashian reunites with former BFF Paris Hilton for a girls' night. Thank God. Thank God.
Listen, I don't care about that unless they make a video.
You know, I am so... My life was in turmoil because Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton were not BFFs anymore.
Two people that only got famous because of one video.
Sucking, I mean.
Yep.
That has got to be, I am sure, if we went out to dinner with Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton, that we would have some highly, highly intelligent conversations.
That would be, I would feel smart. I would feel like a fucking genius.
I'd be like Bill Gates, you know, that'd be me.
And they'd be like, oh my God, who's that?
Oh my God, Bill Gates, like Gates in front of a garage.
Did he create the gates?
Exactly. The pearly white gates.
Yeah, the ones that open up when I speak into the speaker.
Exactly, you know, and it's, yeah, I don't think I could even last through a dinner with those two. You know? What else is going on in the world?
Northwest, get over here. I'm sorry, who names her kid North?
If...
Or was it South? I don't know. No, Southwest is the airlines.
Yeah. I mean, that would be kind of funny. You want to get away?
Yeah.
And to think Kim Kardashian came from really good lore. Yeah, I know. That's Robert Kardashian was Kim Kardashian's father. Guy's a really, really fucking good lawyer. He's so good, he got OJ off from the murders.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I thought maybe he would send Kim after that.
Right?
Give me your orange juice.
Jesus Christ. Let's see. Oh, I ordered a pellet stove. I'm getting a pellet stove.
Hell yeah.
I'm really jacked about that because I'm tired of paying a shit ton of fucking money for oil. Britney Spears is still fighting her father.
Didn't know she was.
Oh, yeah. I guess he has some kind of control over her and her finances from years ago when she went fucking crazy.
All right.
So now she's trying to get like that power back, and he's fighting it, and there's nothing she can really do about it right now because he has control of everything. You know, I mean, I guess, I can understand that she wants the power back, but I also get it because that bitch went crazy.
Yes, like, she did.
She went ape shit.
Shaved her head.
Batshit crazy.
Fucking threw an umbrella through a windshield or something like that?
Yeah, she like attacked a reporter with an umbrella or some crazy shit like that.
Yep.
Dude, I swear my fucking computer's listening to me. Look at what just popped up.
What just popped up?
A pellet stove ad. Literally.
Where did you do the research for your pellet stove?
On my phone.
All right, that's fucked up.
I'm sure these fucking have you guys ever had anything where you're talking about something, you never search up on your phone, and then you go on Facebook or something like that, and then all of a sudden you see an ad for what you were just talking about? That freaks me the hell out. You know?
Careful, you might get fucking penis enlargement bills up there soon.
Yeah, I was borrowing Corey's phone earlier when we were at Great North, the brewery, and I opened up his Facebook and I saw like bestiality ads in his.
They must have it confused when I type in tiny teen gets destroyed by horse cock.
Right, exactly.
Fucking Mandingo.
All that comes up on his phone is a horse cock. Say hi to Brandon. I don't want to say the last name out loud. Oh, it doesn't matter. It goes on the comments, I guess. Brandon Kilton.
Hi, Brandon.
How's it going, Brandon? Who's Brandon?
Someone that I used to be neighbors with, one of my old friends. Was back it? In...
You used to be neighbors with a girl, too. Is this the same, like, family?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he was a good friend of mine who I kept in contact with.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah, before I moved in fifth grade.
I'm guessing he's watching?
He might be.
How does Trevor know that?
Yeah, how do you know that, Trevor? You sitting with him?
Let's see. Anything else fun going on? Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died.
I have no idea who she is.
She's a Supreme Court justice.
That means nothing to me.
Ben Roethlisberger played. Oh, that was nice.
Oh, good, good. Good, yeah. He played.
Yeah.
Steelers suck anyways.
Oh, is it Demi Lovato? So.
Oh, hey, last names.
Demi Lovato?
Yeah.
She's a singer.
Oop.
Oh, Jesus Christ. But, so apparently it surfaced.
She wants crack. Crack.
That, you got plenty of crack. It recently surfaced again. I guess there was an issue with Demi Lovato's fiance years ago said something along the lines of how he wants to marry Selena Gomez, and someone made a comment about Demi Lovato to him, and he's like, she's not bad, but she's no Selena Gomez.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit!
Yeah. But, and ironically, now he's engaged to Demi Lovato, and everything was fine, and all of a sudden recently, these started popping up again about those old text messages about him, like, essentially saying that he loves Selena Gomez, he wants to be with her, and Demi Lovato's not bad. I'm like, that's going to make her feel real good about her, Bo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's not wrong. He's definitely not wrong. Because, like, Demi Lovato's not bad. Like, she's definitely not bad.
I'd take her.
I'm sure you would. I mean, you'd take
her. She wouldn't take me because I'm a nobody.
You'd
but,
take yeah. a hole in a tree if you could. But
I did earlier today.
That is true.
When you were inside.
Yeah, true. Inside what?
Exactly.
But Demi Lovato is no Selena Gomez. Selena Gomez is just gorgeous. You know? Mm. God, that beer is so good.
All right, so I went through some changes this past week. Nothing weird. Sex so don't changes? Even fucking. I knew you were gonna. No, I shaved my facial hair.
Okay.
No, I haven't shaved since I went on a date with a girl once.
Did you use the lawnmower?
No, I don't have that.
Oh, dude, I love that thing.
Your balls will thank you.
Yeah, it literally says in the box, your balls
will
thank
you. Your balls will thank you. I was trying, wow.
Your balls will thank you.
Thank you.
But
yeah, I did a, technically a 2-day mustache.
Yeah, the 2-day porn stash.
Yep. Yeah, that was really fucking creepy looking. Like, I look at myself and it's like, I do it to be funny, but at the same time, I'm just like, why do I do this to myself?
I thought it was great.
So Monday night after work, I went home and shaved. Thank you, COVID, for the mask, so no one had to see it, really, except for the people that I showed.
Yeah, true.
Thank God I had to wear a mask out in public, so if we went to a store and there was a cute girl there, and I'd be like, yep. But then five Monday night, I went home and shaved it off, and now I am not shaving again until springtime.
That's gonna, are you gonna trim or are you just gonna let it grow all wild?
I'm letting it grow all wild.
But
should I shave my head at all or should I let that grow out too?
No, shave the head.
Why?
It looks better.
It's me we're talking about.
It looks better.
There's a lot of shit that I need to change to look good.
Oh, please. You're sexy. You're sexy and you know it.
Oh, it's because I'm not black.
It's Britney, bitch.
So, in other news, there's an Illinois father. Let's see. Andrew, I don't know how to say his last name. It's F-R-E-U-N-D. Fruned.
Fruned.
Andrew Fruned Sr. He entered 3 guilty pleas in a court appearance on Friday as part of a deal with prosecutors where he is sentenced to 30 years behind bars. 30 years for his role in the slaying of his 5-year-old son.
Jesus.
30 years. That's it.
30 years.
What kind of fucking prosecutor We'd be like, yeah, let's let him get out in 30 years. You know, he fucking had a part in murdering his son.
Yeah.
And it's so he made up this whole story that his kid was abducted. And it turns out they didn't fully believe him. But it ended up coming out that this 5-year-old boy endured torture at the hands of his mother. And there was like this gruesome discovery. And this kid's body was in a shallow grave wrapped in plastic near the family's home. And this was northwest of Chicago. So this douchebag, this scumbag, piece of shit douchebag, eventually admitted to the authorities that they engaged in some hitting just before the son's death. And they put the boy in a cold shower, taking the spray nozzle and putting it right in his face, you know, causing the boy to fall in the tub. And then I guess what happened was the kid ended up not breathing, and he told his wife that he would handle it. He stored the body in a plastic tote in the basement, and then several days later buried his son. Now, real fucking scumbag these people are.
Yeah.
You know, and the fact that, so he was sentenced to 11 years of aggravated battery of a child and 14 years for involuntary manslaughter and 5 years for the concealment of a homicide. And the fact that these prosecutors would agree to only 30 years on the, like, what kind of prosecutor would do that? You know?
Not a very good one.
No. Like, throw the fucking book at him on this. Let this bitch rot in prison.
Yep.
You know? It's... I don't get it. Like, I really don't get it. Because that is... I could never, ever imagine doing anything like that to one of my kids. You know? I don't get it. Like, I don't get what the fuck is wrong with people.
A lot.
Yeah. You know? Let's see. Let's go on to something a little more fun. Let's see. 5 cool alternatives to TikTok.
Let me know.
Right? Let's see here. So, Thriller. So apparently Thriller. This app offers much of the short, trendy video burst as TikTok does without being owned by a Chinese company. The LA-based Thriller has reached out to popular creators to move their waves, their wares. They reached out to popular creators to move their wares to the app, including Charlie D'Amelio and Josh Richards. Rapper Snoop Dogg is an investor in this. Thriller says it has about 120 million downloads. Then there's Instagram Reels. This is a feature within the Instagram app that lets you record 15-second video clips. You can adjust the audio speed, fast or slow, add music, and let out your inner silliness. Videos will get shared on Instagram, which is far and away the most popular photo sharing network. The tools, quote, offers anyone the chance to become a creator on Instagram and reach new audiences on a global stage, end quote, says Instagram, which is also owned by Facebook. So there's two things right there. Another one is bite. B-Y-T-E.
Kinky. Oh.
Right? Bite me. So then this app is a reincarnation of the old Vine app, which Twitter owned then shut down, where people could get really silly for 6 seconds in a funny video clip. Bite lets you shoot or upload and then share 16 C seconds. I don't know what the fuck that is. Videos. On TikTok, the maximum time allotted is 1 minute videos. Featured on the app are former Vine stars like Chris Melberger, Josh Darnett, and Lance Stewart. Byte, which not a lot of people know, stands for Be Your True E-Self.
The hell's an E-Self?
E-Self. I don't know. Electronic self? Enlarged self? Elephant self? I don't know. But
elephant enlarged, yeah.
Exactly. Elephantitis. So there you go. There's Byte. Another one is Dub Smash. The origin of TikTok is that it was initially an app for kids to lip sync songs to called Musical.ly before ByteDance merged it with another Chinese app and created TikTok. That's what TikTok was created for? Lip syncing?
Hell yeah.
Oh, I thought it was meant for like these kids to dance around looking kind of
slutty.
Yeah. Huh. Good to know. There was a point to it at one time.
I mean, that's what it is now.
Pretty much, you know. And then, of course, there's Corey. There's Corey making these fucking videos. And so, anyways, Dub Smash. I keep getting those fucking notifications. Whoa. So, Dub Snap. Dub Smash is a New York-based app, and it first launched in 2014 and has remained to its core, offering folks a platform to lip-sync and add filters and effects to each video. From there, the videos are shared off the platform on social media networks like Facebook and Twitter. Pornhub.
What's that?
I don't know. You tell me. Never heard that music before.
Yeah, neither did the freaking
those
teachers and the principals at those school auditoriums where kids just go off and whoa. It's just like, what are you going to do? Suspend the kid? Because, hey, now you're freaking calling yourself out on that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, another alternative is YouTube Shorts. I've never fucking heard of that
one. I'm wearing shorts, but they're not from YouTube.
No, they're not. We're on YouTube, and you're wearing shorts. Does that count?
Yeah, does that count?
YouTube Sounds shorts? Good to me.
Do I have to show you my short? No.
So, YouTube Shorts is a Google-owned network. The Google-owned network announced this week its own TikTok clone called Shorts. Okay, so apparently they just announced it. Letting creators make funny short 15-second videos on their phone. However, Shorts is in beta testing only in India, where TikTok is also banned. Shorts is only available on Android phones. And then YouTube says it will come out to Apple phones in other countries soon.
I can imagine them over there in India trying to use it. What the fuck is a 7-Eleven? Why is this funny to you white people?
Right?
Stop eating our cows.
Isn't that a sacred animal over there?
Yes, it is.
I thought so.
Yes, I'm going to hell.
You are totally going to hell. You're definitely going to hell. So
why the fuck is her tower so much bigger than mine?
That was funny that one day. So there you have it. We have YouTube Shorts, Dove Smash, Byte.
Me.
Thriller. Wait, I thought there was five. It says there's five. Where the fuck is the fifth? One, two. Oh, Instagram Reels. That was the other one.
Hey.
So Thriller, Instagram Reels, Bite, Dub Smash, and YouTube Shorts.
You know those red dots that are on Indian girls' foreheads?
Oh, shit.
Foreheads?
Here we go. Yes?
You know what those are for?
No, what?
It's for, it's for when they get married, that her new husband scratches it, and he finds out if he wins a store or a hotel.
Oh, my God. I mean, that it's a good thing that one of our seven countries is not India right now.
Not yet.
Not yet. Not anymore.
Not now either. They're not anymore. The fuck is this bullshit?
Yeah, we're fucked.
I got a news story for you real quick.
Oh, boy.
Something that you particularly would like.
Me?
Yes. This was posted on September 16th. So, what, 3 days ago?
Yes.
A non-running vehicle listed for sale in Missouri is drawing attention for an unusual feature. A large refrigeration shaped like a six-pack of Miller Lite beer. The 1982 Ford Ecoline, which once served as a delivery truck for the beer company, features a refrigeration unit on its back shaped like a giant six-pack of Miller Lite cans. Al Jackson, who listed the truck for sale in St. Joseph, Missouri, did not offer much in the way of details about the vehicle in his Facebook Marketplace listing. One-of-a-kind beer truck, the listing reads. Definitely guaranteed to be a fun project. Vehicle does not run. The truck has an asking price of $2,500.
Gee, is there a picture of it?
There sure is.
That is fucking awesome. Huh. I like that.
I knew you would.
Let's see if I can. Look at that. That's a humongous six pack.
Yeah, it is.
Can you imagine if we could fill that with other beer?
That'd be amazing.
That would be awesome. Let's see. Selena Gomez DM'd Mark Zuckerberg about hateful content on Facebook. Selena brought attention to racist content and misinformation on Facebook in a private message to Facebook executives shared in her Instagram Friday night. The 28-year-old Rainy Day in New York star shared a screenshot of her message to Facebook co-founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg, the company's CEO or chief, COO. Chief Operating Officer, in her Instagram stories. The actress and singer urged the top executive to take steps to address the hate, misinformation, racism, and bigotry presented on the platform. It's been a while since we sat down, she began before noting, we have a serious problem. And she tagged, Facebook and Instagram are being used to spread hate, misinformation, racism, and bigotry. I am calling on you both to help stop this, she continued. The Spring Breakers star called on Zuckerberg and Sandberg to shut down groups and users focused on spreading hate speech, violence, and misinformation. She was particularly concerned about the misinformation as millions of Americans have already cast their ballots in the upcoming election. Our future depends on it. This is an election year. We cannot afford to have misinformation about voting. There has to be fact-checking and accountability. Hope to hear back from you ASAP, she concluded. She shared her message with her 193 million Instagram followers after other celebrities stopped posting on Wednesday on Facebook and Instagram, which is owned by Facebook. Celebrities including Leonardo DiCaprio, Michael B. Jordan, Kim Kardashian, Jennifer Lawrence, and Naomi Campbell all temporarily froze their accounts and shared the hashtag Stop Hate for Profit. Facebook ignores hate and disinformation in their site, wrote Jennifer Lawrence on Twitter. This is not an operational mistake. It is a deliberate decision to put profits over people and democracy. In recent months, Selena has opened up about the importance of getting young people to go to the polls in November.
Hey, as long as she's working the poll, I'll go.
Dude, look at her in that picture there. Mm. Oh, what is that? Have you ever seen... What the fuck is that, though?
that is not Selena.
No. Have you ever seen that movie, Spring Breakers?
No.
It's not the greatest movie in the world, but she looks gorgeous in it. So she's
gorgeous in everything.
Yeah, like that there.
Even her birthday suit,
mm-hmm.
I would assume.
I would think so, too. Let's see. I don't know if there's a whole lot of other shit. It's kind of been like a quiet week all over, huh?
It's been uneventful.
It has been.
Uneventful.
I'm trying to think what else. Oh. Where was that we were at? Did we go to Walmart or... No! We went to the grocery store. When... Was that the grocery store? When I was trying to help those people out and the dude started arguing with me?
I don't think I was there for that.
You weren't?
No.
Oh, yeah. It might have been Walmart.
Oh, yeah. You remember? I remember you telling me this story. It was at Walmart because they had
the line. The one entrance was closed.
Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
used the other entrance. And this little old lady was walking to the one entrance with the... I'm assuming her son, and they're walking towards the closed entrance. So I go to tell them, like, hey, you know, that entrance is closed. You're going to have to go to the other one. Because I figure, why let them walk all the way over there and, you know, help them out. And the dude starts fucking arguing with me. Like, I'm like, what? He starts arguing with me. And I finally look, I'm like, dude, I'm just trying to fucking help you out. Don't go bitching at me, you know?
Yeah.
And they start telling me about how, well, the curb is lower there for her to step on, blah, blah, blah. Okay, but you realize walking on the curb up over here, you go all the way along the front of the store, you're going to have to step down the curb to go back up it on the other side of the rope at the other side. So, yep. In turn, you're making her walk further and do more work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm being nice and trying to help him out, and this fucking asshole starts yelling at me. I'm like, really? So finally I'm telling him, like, go fuck yourself. You know? It's like, seriously? What
yep.
the fuck? But Corey better hope Selena Gomez isn't watching. Yes, please. I hope she is watching. And if you
too.
Are watching, please call us and tell us not to do that again. Come, you know.
Yeah, please, absolutely.
Spank us for being bad.
Yeah, spank us. Tuck on our ball bags.
Yep. But
more his, because his are not functional. Mine are.
That is true.
But they're not by my choice.
And that is true too.
Help me.
Oh, the other night we could see all the way here in New Hampshire. We could see smoke in the sky.
Yes.
From the fires out west. That's how much fire there is out there. You could actually see smoke in the sky, and it made every day like a hazy look. That was kind of weird.
It was really crazy.
Like,
I was driving to work one morning, and I was just like, wow, it's really freaking cloudy out. Then
yeah.
I get to work, go on Facebook, and I see posts on there, hey, you know, if it looks really cloudy, it's not. It's smoke from freaking California, mm-hmm. Oregon, and all that crap.
Yeah, it's crazy how it can move that many thousands of miles.
Yeah. Yeah, and I saw an article actually a while back, actually might have been earlier this week, warning the people of, like, California, Oregon, you know, wherever the fires are, saying that if you see wildlife running through your town, don't shoot it, because, you know, their homes are
yeah
getting burnt to crisp.
Yeah.
So they're taking off. They're heading for the cities, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Which I understand people would probably get spooked by that because, you know, fucking they're getting bears and shit out there. And
Yeah. I don't mean to laugh. I just saw Trevor's message. He could see smoke in his room. I'm going to change that word, though, Trevor. I could see smoke in my room from jerking off too much. That's, I bet, like, you're going to win a prize. This week, Wednesday.
Also, if we have listeners out west, stay safe out there.
Yes.
And hopefully everything gets put out soon.
Yeah. Don't be dumb. Please leave there. If it's near you, leave. Go somewhere safe.
Don't take selfies with your selfie sticks in front of the fires and big flames.
Exactly. Stuff can be replaced. People can't, though.
Exactly.
Wednesday starts The Masked Singer.
Shit.
I've never seen that show. I am not a fan of that show.
Mm. Yeah, I am. What the
fuck? Put away my man card.
Watch that, drink some Trulies, White Claws.
Mm-hmm. Corey will drink his Trulies and White Claws while watching The Masked Singer. So they're showing some of the costumes on here. What the fuck is that thing?
Yeah, you know what I'm wondering what they're going to do? Because usually what they'll do
psychedelic is mushroom. The fuck?
They'll have the live audience vote for their favorite.
Yeah, it's got to be like through home.
I was going to say, what the hell are they going to do with no live audience?
I don't know. It's going to be like boring for them. Like, I just feel like they are going to have. Sorry, yawn. They're going to have.
Understandable.
A hard time. Like, they're losing that energy, you know, of having people.
I have heard that the audience is not real.
I've heard that as well.
Is it true? I don't know. Would I be surprised? Not really.
Right, but at least it's in front of people, though.
Right.
Like, I don't know, you know?
I remember last season, I was scared that the frog? Was it the frog last season? The rapper?
Yeah.
I was scared that he was going to win.
Yeah, I'm glad that didn't happen.
Yes.
Let's see. We have Dragon. We have Lips.
Lips.
Lips, huh?
Not the good kind.
Yeah, well,
is that a green penis?
Jellyfish. It looks jellyfish. Like it, though. That does look like the tip there. Crocodile.
Oh.
That's a croc. A gremlin. Broccoli.
What kind of... Okay.
Jesus.
Now kids that are scared to...
Baby alien.
Well, that's got to be a midget.
Little...
Speaking of midgets.
Yes.
Thursday night, watching the race. Freaking. Car goes into the pit to get his tire replaced, and there's a little person on the pit crew. And I'm sorry. With the Indian thing, I'm totally going to hell.
Yes, you are.
This tire was just about as big as the freaking little guy.
Yeah.
And he couldn't even lift it. It was funny. And then the camera zooms in on him. Like, it literally just zooms in. I was laughing my ass off.
It was funny. Like, I felt bad laughing. No, I didn't. But it was funny. Like.
Yeah, what did you say?
It reminds me of the guy at Walmart?
No.
Oh.
No. Freaking the you said you made a short joke. I know you did.
I said pit crew members must be in really short supply.
Yeah, that was it.
Oh shit, I'm going to hell, aren't I?
That's all right. When we were at Walmart last weekend, I'm looking for a charger for my Razor, and we're walking in electronics, and there's this little guy walking towards us. Mike asks him, do you guys have any plugs for razors or anything, you know? Sorry, I'm just totally forgetting everything.
Yeah, you forgot the first part.
Mike goes, do you work in electronics? That guy goes, what do you want? Or what do you need?
Yeah.
What do you need?
Like, I need you to answer my fucking question.
It's just like, listen, don't get short-tempered with us, all right, asshole?
It's like, yeah, exactly, you know? What the fuck, dude? Do not get short with us.
Yeah.
You know, fuck.
I will put you on my shoulder.
That's right. He will give you, he will give you a shoulder ride backwards.
I will put you in the corner.
Spank you and send you to his room. let's see. What else is going on? Nothing really. I don't really see any other exciting stuff. No, I don't see anything.
Like I said, it's been a boring week.
It kind of has been. Oh, look at this. Selena Gomez again. She is all over the place. I love it. Mm-hmm. Mm, baby, butter my bread. Nothing good. RuPaul's Drag Race Queens.
This just in. Boston Celtics win.
Holy shit.
117 to 106.
Holy shit. Shit.
About time they win. Fuck. I didn't think they were going to beat.
They're doing better than any other Boston team.
That is true. That is true. Although, Patriots aren't doing too bad without Tom Brady, huh?
Oh, yeah, they're a whopping 1-0.
Yeah, well, Tom Brady's 0-1, of course.
Yep.
Fucking his new head coach.
Throws him under the bus.
Oh, yeah. He totally threw him under the bus. That's something that's brand new for Brady. He's never dealt with being thrown under the bus like that. Because
no, Bill Belichick is not like that.
No, he protected his players. This coach is like, fuck him. This is his fault, you know?
Yep.
But,
oh, he's overthrowing them, you know. Shit happens.
Oh, something here. Danny Masterson appeared in court on Friday for what was to be his arraignment on rape charges. His lawyer formally asked for the charges to be dismissed, hinging his now delayed arraignment on the judge's answer to last-minute requests. Let's see. Masterson was originally scheduled to be arraigned and enter a plea on last Friday for charges that he forcibly raped three women in L.A. But his attorney filed a demur the same day asking that the complaints be tossed as insufficient. The court hearing was scheduled for October 19th when the judge will consider the dismissal. If the charges are upheld, Masterson will be asked to enter his plea on that day. He is absolutely not guilty, and we're going to prove it, his attorney Tom Mesereau said last Friday. Let's see. The That 70 Show star was charged in June with three counts of rape by force or fear by the L.A. District Attorney's Office. Oh, sorry. It's been a long day. If he is convicted, he faces up to 45 years to life in state prison.
So, a guy murders his 5-year-old son and only gets 30.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm sorry, on this note right now, on this topic, a lot of celebrities are getting their careers ruined because of all of this stuff.
Yep.
And in my opinion, I'm pretty sure the saying goes, innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah.
Not guilty until proven innocent.
Generally, that's how it is. That's supposed to be how it is. That's what the law says.
But now, all these celebrities are getting their careers ruined before anything is actually proven to be true.
Yeah.
Like Danny Masterson, he was on one of the best shows on Netflix, yes, The Ranch.
The Ranch. Such a great show.
And he got removed from it because of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If it does end up being true, yes, that shit's messed up.
Yeah.
But if it's proven not true, then they ruined this person's career for nothing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it's, and what should happen with this is, and I feel that this doesn't happen nearly enough, when there's people that are accused of these things and they actually did not do anything, I think that the person doing the accusing should be held responsible, like,
yeah,
big time, you know?
Oh, this water.
Yeah. You know, I feel like they should be held responsible, because if they're not, then people are going to keep doing this. You know? And they're just going to keep on doing it. And so if they suddenly, you see these people, if you see these people getting just as much of a, say if the person like Mastin can face that many years, if the accuser faces a minimum 15 years for falsely accusing, you'll see a lot of these false accusations suddenly stop.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And I think that's what they need to start doing, stiffening penalties for people falsely accusing.
Yep.
Others. And I'm not saying that this is true or not true with him, because I don't know. I don't want to think it's, I don't want to believe it's true, because
right.
I like him.
I do too.
But if they suddenly start really stiffening these fines and everything, these
excuses that we try to get.
Yeah, there's a friggin' fly in here that's bothering me. But if they start stiffening the penalties for these false accusations, I really do truly believe that it's going to stop.
Yes.
So they need to do something, because this is happening far too much.
Yep.
Yeah, there's way too many people that are chasing the almighty buck,
mm-hmm,
and falsely accusing people. And obviously, in turn, there's way too many people that also get away with it, too.
Yes. Yep.
You know, where people, it's proven that they are, and because they're a star, they get 1 year or
yep.
6 months or probation, you know. No, they need to be charged just like the everyday Joe.
Yes.
You know, so there shouldn't be any special treatment for being rich or famous.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor says, this just in, once this is over, he's making a Jackson Pollock painting. The hell is that?
I have no idea.
Neither do I. I think I got him this time. Ah, you bitch.
Is that thing even on?
Yeah, the light's on.
Oh.
I have this electric fly swatter, you know. People just... Yeah, I am not repeating that one, Trevor. Your last comment, Trevor, I can't say that one. That would not fly with some people. But...
All right, so I'm assuming Trevor says he's either going to have to go.
Yeah, yeah. but yeah, I mean, we're pretty much at it. We're over an hour now, so I think we got to get the...
another week done.
Yep, another week down. Episode 18. Yeah. Let's see here.
Feel free to like, comment, and share with friends and family. Make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on post notifications so you can get notified for new episodes. Don't forget to search us on Facebook and Instagram and follow us.
That's right. Remember that. Remember to do that. Like, share, subscribe. Be safe out there.
Do what the people did at the little kids' baseball field. Use protection.
Yep. Use protection. There were condoms found in the parking lot. That was fantastic.
Yep.
But yeah, stay safe. Make good choices. And remember to like, subscribe, share, follow us on Instagram, Twitter.
Tell your friends about us.
Yep. Tell your family about us.
Tell your hot single girlfriends about me.
Yep. Email him at CoreDog, CoreDog 93 at gmail.com if you are single.
and female.
Gorgeous. Do they have to be a female?
I prefer it.
Okay, just prefer. So remember that. any interesting stories, comments, or questions, feel free to email me as well at megabossdad@gmail.com. And I think that is about everything. With that, I'd like to say stay safe, have a good night, and always remember to make good choices. All right. Peace.